Shvius, Perek Tes Mishnehei. Hakovish Shloisha Kvoshim Bechovis Achas. If one pickles three different types of vegetables that are being pickled, let's say he's got a pickle, which is a cucumber, let's say an onion, and a piece of turnip, in one barrel, Rebbe Eliezer Omer Oichlin Alarishin. So Rebbe Eliezer says that you eat all of them up until the first one is not found in the field. But once the first one is not found, any of these three, so let's say, for example, the turnip no longer exists in the field, and you have to be mevar the turnip, then all the other ones, the other two, are going to be usur, and you're going to have to get rid of them. And the Rav actually brings here, like the previous mishnah we had in Perek Zion, that shvius asurs if it's not the same min with the nisin tam, which is what Rabbi Eliezer is saying, that there's a tam, there's a flavor that's imparted from the turnip now that has to be taken out. That flavor is imparted to the other pickled vegetables as well. Rabbi Yeshua Omer afala achron. Rabbi Yeshua says the other way around, that even the last vegetable that exists, even if the other two don't exist anymore in the field, so let's say the last vegetable here that exists being pickled is an onion, even if the other two don't exist, I can still even eat the other two. I can still eat the turnip. I can still eat the pickle in this barrel. Because the fact that there's an onion here, the heter flavor of the onion is actually going to be imparted into the other two vegetables. So what does that mean? What's pshat with that? If I have two things that are usser and one thing that's mutter, just because there's something is a tom of something mutter on a piece of treif, does that make that I can eat that piece of treif? So what's pshat in Rebbe Yeshua? How could it be that just because I still have something that's still left over that's mutter in this barrel, so that imparts a tom to what's aser and matters that? So the Rav says, it's based on Torah's Kohanim, that it's a drasha. There's two psukim. They seem to be saying the same thing. The Torah says, min asad da toichlus tvuasa. Even though it says, uvlahem techol chaya shebrat secha, which is the same drasha, which is calls man, that an animal eats it in the field, you can eat it in your house. So why does the Torah have to also say, min asad da toichlus tvuasa? Torah's Kohanim says that the extra pasuk is teaching you a chiddush, that you only have to be mevayer, something where that complete min has nothing else that exists anywhere from that same min. However, if what you're trying to eat, so let's say you have a turnip, and the turnips don't exist anywhere. However, within this turnip, there's a flavor of an onion that does exist. So when you bite into this turnip, there's something that still exists in the field, which is an onion. So there the Torah says, you're still allowed to eat it. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, kol shekolo mino min asada, yivar mino min achavis. The halacha kedvarav. So Gamliel says, which is the way the halacha is. Interesting, the Rambam says it's not because the Mishnah says the halacha is like him, rather because Rebbe is the same sheet and the halacha is like Rebbe Michavero. So what does he hold? So Gamliel holds, you keep it simple. Each vegetable, if a turnip doesn't exist in the field, only the turnip is usur. But there's no issue of a tam of this turnip going into something else or any of the other vegetables. So that's the only one you take from the barrel. You just simply, if that species doesn't exist in the field, you take that out of the barrel. So why are we concerned about the flavor? Ah, you have a flavor of something that's usur. So here the Taisa Sentiv says, so it's similar to what we said before, but even Rav Gamliel learns this extra pasuk, a drasha, and that's goofy what the drasha teaches us, that normally tam goes in usur something else, and you have a tam of something that's usur, it usur something else, but according to Rav Gamliel, dafka by shvius, the tam doesn't usur, you just have to take that thing out, you don't have to worry about anything else that it usur anything else, because the gzeiras hakasev, just like we brought that extra pasuk in Rabbi Yeshua Shita, Rav Gamliel will use it too, not to the same extent as Rabbi Yeshua, but at least to tell us that Tom won't asser something else. Anyway, Mishnah continues. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol yorek echad beer. All vegetables are considered one legabe beer, which means that you can eat any vegetable as long as there's some other vegetable that exists. And Rabbi Shimon Shita, as we know, is in all of Eretz Yisrael. He looks at it as one land. So as long as there's some vegetable that exists somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael, you can eat this vegetable. The Rash actually says that it could be that all the Tanaim in this Mishnah really hold Mi'ikar Din Midaraisa like Rabbi Shimon, that all vegetables are considered one Minatara, but Midarabanan they're Machmer, and that's why you had the different sheets of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Gamliel, the Gabi Midarabanan. And that could be why we're so Mekel and we said these Chidushim based on the Psukim, but the Psukim are just an Asmachta. Next statement in the Mishnah, so the Melech HaShlomo learns this is not Rabbi Shimon, this is according to everybody. Oichlin b'regila at sheyichlu sigarios mibika beis netoifa. One is allowed to eat a regila, which we said earlier is the plant called purslane. So the Rambam explains that this vegetable was very moist, and sometimes you don't see it, but even so, nevertheless, it's growing underground. And if you want to know if there's still purslane that exists anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael, you'd go to a place called Beis Netoifa, which is a very fertile, moist area, and look there if you would see other purslane that's underground. That's the way the Tiferes Yisrael learns. That's what sigarios, it just means that the ground is closed up, like sagar, underneath, but you can't see them. But there, I guess, they would be there, and if they still exist there, you would know that you can still eat the ones that you have here. Or some learn sigarios is a different vegetable altogether, it's artichokes, that's what the Aruch learns. And the Girsi had a sinarius, not sigarios. And if it exists there, so that's a simin that I guess regila, where you're eating it, even in your land, your third of Eretz Yisrael, wherever that is, you're in the Galil. Mistama, there's other regila in the Galil as well.